And so as it happened in the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, with Quraysh, making lies against Rasulullah ﷺ, and after his time against Islam, it still continues today. And a type of evil spirit, a type of evil spirit comes into the people. And you see this spirit being shown or displayed by the people at different points in different parts of history. You hear it from their mouths. You see it in their body language. And Muslims have to deal with this. We have to deal with this evil, this raw, naked evil, and not let it overcome us. And Allah blessed us with the example of the Prophet ﷺ and how he was patient in Mecca 13 years, although they tortured him, tortured his followers, drove them out of their homes, accused them, scandalized them, did everything that they could, even killed them. He still maintained the truth, and he still called them to Islam and forgave them. That could not be found anywhere in history. And so we find today, it is happening again in a systematic way. Recent reports have come to us about what is happening in Guantanamo Bay, and information has come clear that the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Quran, was being defiled by the secular forces of the West, and even reached the point where they were putting it in toilets. And in one case, wal-iyadu billah, even flushed it down the toilet. This is something which boils the blood of any Muslim. But we have to realize it is being done for a purpose. To make us lose control of ourselves. To make us forget what our real goal is. And so we need to respond to this, but respond in an organized fashion and teach our children that the struggle that we are in is not going to end next week. This struggle will continue right up until the day of Qiyamah. And once we realize this, then we will respond to it, but not allow it to make us so depressed that we do something to ourselves or to our family or to our loved ones and lose our direction. It is also coming to us that extremist Yahud have entered into Masjid al-Aqsa grounds in the area between the Dome of the Rock and Masjid al-Aqsa, carrying with them the cornerstone, or the so-called cornerstone for the Temple of Solomon. And they are forcing their way in. And Palestinian Muslims are resisting right now, resisting them and taking a stand, not just for themselves, but taking a stand for the Ummah, for all Muslims, by standing up against the Zionists. But we cannot allow this to overcome us with depression. It is part of a program where the Orthodox Yahud, inspired by Shaitan wal-iyadu billah, are under the delusion or illusion that this is the Temple of Solomon and they have some right to it. We say to them, as the Prophet ﷺ said to the Yahud, "Nahnu ahaqqu bi Musa minkum." We are more deserving of Musa alayhi salam than you are. "Nahnu ahaqqu bi Sulaiman minkum wa Daud wa jami' al-anbiya." We are more deserving of the Prophet Solomon and David and all of the prophets than the extremist organizations, secular organizations, trying to take over this land in the name of religion.